welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff, home of the homeowners.
This is the first time that we have recorded a show from home in a home that we have owned.
Whoa. That was a whole thing.
That was a tongue twister. Ellie Dollar is here. Ellie, welcome to the podcast. How are you? Shy? Yeah. Okay, can I ask you two questions and then you can go watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Mm-hmm. The first question is... So many people are excited or were excited when you were on the podcast at the end of every episode saying you're strong, you're brave, you're kind, you always belong here.
Yeah.
And we haven't included that lately. So I'm wondering, could you say that right now and we're going to record it and we're going to put it at the end of the podcast?
No.
Okay, cool. The second question is, will you please? Please?
This is three.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
All right. The second question is, and Mama, you'll understand why I'm asking this.
Okay.
Ellie, do you remember not this Christmas, but the Christmas when you were two?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Aunt Kristen came over with a dog named Beale?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember Beale?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was funny about him?
Tell me.
He made weird noises, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beale the French Bulldog.
He was a French Bulldog, and he would make, like, grunting noises and stuff. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. You and Beale became best friends.
Yeah.
Picture Beale in your mind. Okay?
Yeah.
What color is he?
Brown.
Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is all. Do you want to go watch Clubhouse?
No.
Okay. Do you want to say you're strong, you're brave, you're kind, you always belong here?
No.
Okay, bye. To calm Mama down?
No, Olivia.
Oh, to calm Olivia down?
Yeah.
Okay. Let the record show that the item that she handed Mama to calm Olivia down was 4 coat hangers. No idea why in her mind. What color do you remember Beale being?
Gray.
Callie and I both remember this.
Like a dolphin gray.
Right.
Yeah.
With some white patches, right? But mostly gray. I remember a gray bulldog with white patches, like on its chest, French bulldog, and on its paws.
Yes.
Beale is a brown bulldog.
How do I not remember that?
What's so weird is that you and I both remember because it's a dog. This dog is... one of your sister's clients.
Yeah.
She pet sits for a lot of families. And she posted a picture of this dog. And you and I both said, wait, is that the same Beale?
Yeah.
And it was. And it's brown.
It's so weird.
How odd is it that you and I both remember Beale differently, but are different is the exact same way?
Yeah. That's really, really weird.
And let the record show that the 3-year-old has the best memory of anyone in this family, which is horrifying. She actually accurately mentioned to me that I was supposed to make a stop when I was at an intersection. I was stopped at a red light in the center lane, and Ellie said to me, hey, I thought we were going to go to blah, blah, blah. And so you have to turn. Completely forgot. She remembered. 3 years old.
She remembers everything.
Keeping us on track.
Okay. Two items of business before we get started. One is that we did not do a show Friday. People were contacting me saying, is the app broken? It's not open. Broken. But I think this Friday we're going to take off, and the next Monday we're going to take off because Jeff is having a procedure on Friday. He's having his like ablation heart thing, which is totally routine. I'm just foreseeing...
Friday we'll have a show.
Well, I'm foreseeing you being kind of a mess on Thursday.
Yeah, but I think that makes for great content.
Okay, so maybe or maybe not, we'll have a show on Friday, depending on how Jeff is doing. And then Sunday is when we usually record Monday episodes, and it is Easter Sunday, so we'll be with our family all day and hanging out with the kiddos, doing Easter-like things. So we're not going to be here on Monday. I bet we're not going to be here this Friday, but we'll see. Number two is that
I thought you were going to attribute the whole thing to Easter. Nope. No. It's not because of Jesus. It's because Jeff gets nervous at hospitals.
And I know you. And you know what's funny is we had a show. We were supposed to have a show last Friday. And Jeff said, let's do it in the morning because we bought a house on Thursday. Very exciting. And there was all this adrenaline. And it was just this whole exciting thing. And Jeff said, let's do the show early in the morning. And I posted, we'll have a show before lunch. What I should have done is posted, we're not going to have a show tomorrow because that I knew that we weren't going to have a show, and I knew that you were being optimistic, but I just need to be realistic.
We were well-intentioned, but because here's what we thought. We thought we would go to the closing attorney's office on Thursday, sign all the paperwork, have a celebratory dinner or something.
Yeah.
You know, there was nothing. We weren't moving. We weren't picking up keys and immediately driving to our new house. Mm-hmm. We weren't standing in front waiting for the U-Haul to show up or the moving company to show up. We literally woke up in the house that we were buying.
Yep.
We woke up as renters. 6 hours later, owners.
Of the same place.
Of the same house. So we came home. So it was kind of underwhelming. And I think we expected Friday to be a business as usual show. What's wrong with Olivia? Is she still hungry?
No, she's not eating. I think she's just like, she's like, you guys, why are you recording? Pay attention to me. Maybe she's talking to Lily. Hey, Lou, we got to record a podcast. Yeah. You just want to talk?
I expected Friday to just be as business as usual, and it started that way. Mm-hmm. But by 11 a.m., all I could think of is this is our house now, and there's stuff on the floor of the garage that should be hung up on hooks that I, as a renter, wasn't going to invest the time and money into putting things up on the wall
right.
to hang them, right? Mm-hmm. But now, as an owner, of course I'll do that. And it was all I could think of.
And I will say that.
So the day ended early on Friday.
Right. We were looking around. The day ended early on Friday. And then we were looking around our house being like, okay, now that we know we're staying here, we got stuff to do. I mean, we've had a storage unit for 5 years, more than 5 years, 5 years, that we wanted to get things out of and put. We didn't put anything in the attic in this house because we were like, oh, that's going to be a pain to get down and we might move anyways. And I think that we have been a little more on edge than we thought we were from being renters. And I don't have a problem with renting. The only problem is we habitually rented from people who just had a second home that they rented out. It wasn't ever people that bought a house for the purpose of just renting.
Right.
So we have been bopping around.
And we got caught up in the economy, right? So the first place that we rent, the place we rented right before this was the guy said, how can I not sell? Remember right at like a year after COVID, housing prices went crazy. Maybe it was less than that.
Yeah.
But housing prices went crazy. Everybody said, what the heck's going on? This guy was he lived overseas.
Yeah.
He had the house when he lived in Atlanta. So he called us and said, hey guys, I'm going to be back in Atlanta for a month. This is the month I'm in. It was six months ahead of time. Mm-hmm. He's like, I would love you guys. You guys are great tenants. Would love to let you stay here forever. How can I not sell the house in this market?
Right. And then the guy before that, it was his mom's house that we lived in that they, you know, put new furnishings in and redid the hardwood floors and whatever in. And we knew that he was kind of, he said he wanted to keep the house and live there. We're like, no, this guy is waiting for a knock on his door of someone who wants to write him a check because it's, you know, one of these little ranch houses, but it's on a huge piece of land
because
they built
it
in the '50s.
Yeah. It was at a $1 million piece of land.
Oh yeah. So that was his story. And then the people that owned this house, they never intended to be landlords. This was their house. They bought a new one. And then they were like, well, it's not a good time to sell right now. So they started renting it. And then they were eager to get rid of it. And we were like, well, what if we bought it?
Yeah.
Never in a million years did I think that we would be buying this house. But now that we have different colored glasses on when we're looking at the house thinking, wow, okay, we can make this a home now. And now when we want to buy new bar stools or whatever it is, it's not for a rental house that we may or may not be living in next year.
And I 1,000% agree with your assessment that we did not fully appreciate the underlying stress or anxiety that came from not knowing what was going to happen at the end of a lease.
Well, and I think that's twofold. One, we don't know financially what's going to happen at the end of a lease. Like, are they going to upcharge us $500 more a month? Like, we have no idea. Are they going to, rent us financially? Or are they going to say, yeah, you got to move? Like, we just would never know. And I don't think I realized that was stressing us out. And then when we got home from closing,
Felt so different.
It just felt like I could breathe for a minute. I'm like, okay, we definitely have a lot of work to do. We also have to, really dive headfirst into the business to be able to afford a mortgage. But, I felt at peace. Yeah. I really did.
Yeah. I just to keep things interesting, I loved what happened to both of us. It happened to the house, but Callie was the one who witnessed it. We've talked about the construction that's going on in our neighborhood, and they've been doing, I don't know, there's a word for it, but they've been taking down the trees. They're going to expand, they're going to widen the road, but they're also going to put in pedestrian walking and bike paths. It's supposed to be
which is awesome.
Livable, walkable, whatever it's called, right? So, I forget what the word is, but the first phase of the project is removing everything that's going to happen, or it's going to be in the path of the new development.
Yes.
Trees have gone first. So we came home. Callie went to the bank the day before closing just to
wire the money,
to make sure everything went through, got to the closing attorney as it should have, whatever. Came home and... did we talk about this on Wednesday's podcast last week?
I don't think so. No, because I went to the bank on Thursday. No, closing I went to the bank on Wednesday. So no, because we would have recorded. No. The trees didn't come down until Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. So all the trees that gave our backyard and our back windows any privacy, gone. We had no idea. Now, they cut down so many trees 2 weeks ago. And then stopped. So we thought they were done. Nope.
And those trees needed to come down anyway. So those are trees that had the city not cut them down, we would have had to pay because they looked like they were kind of starting to die. I just did not realize that they were going to be gone so quickly.
Right.
And that I didn't realize exactly how much shade and privacy they were giving us.
Right.
But I did at one point over the weekend walk out in my pajamas and like no bra to let the dogs out, and I looked up and there were like
hello.
There was like a couple and their kid walking a dog, and I was like,
howdy-ho, all right, neighbor.
Can't do this anymore until we get a fence. No more going outside in my jams because it's not private. And so Jeff's working on our wanting a different fence, one that's not totally see-through.
Wait, we did talk about this on Wednesday.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep. I'm positive.
Why have I gotten? Oh, I got emails about the tree removal.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just so I love the ability to text companies.
Yes.
And ask them to provide estimates or schedule estimates or whatever. The problem is you can't organize your text messages the way you do email.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a dozen text messages out about tree removal. Then I had a dozen text messages out about sod, leveling it out and putting sod down or whatever for the front yard. Then all of a sudden I had to have a dozen text messages out about
the fence, because that was like third priority. Now it's number one because we are exposed.
Yeah.
And I don't have to put on a bra to let the dogs outside. Come
right.
on.
Sure.
And I also feel like it just makes us more open and vulnerable to, just to anything.
To a cat burglar?
It's just weird.
Well, you don't have to be worried about cat burglars, though, because we don't own any cats.
Dad joke. Anyway, so we spent the whole weekend doing house stuff. Jeff tackled the organizing our garage and organizing the attic. I tackled some paint work that is needed to be done that I wanted to get done that's been bugging me. But now that we own it, I'm going to take charge and, you know, and get that done so we don't have to pay someone to do it. And overall, it was like a good, we literally spent the entire weekend doing house stuff. I do feel kind of bad for Ellie because we kept telling her, no, I'm busy. And I hate saying that. And I think it's, you know, I can tell when we haven't been as present with her based on how she acts about things. Cause she's in such a good mood and so happy. And then when she doesn't get us time, like I can definitely
Her, her sleep has been off for a whole week.
Yeah.
She has been not falling asleep until about an hour after her normal time. She's also been getting up before me.
Yeah.
So she either, there's one time she was already downstairs. There's one time that she was on the side of the bed, horror movie style. Mm-hmm. So I opened my eyes and their eye level. It's a little Ellie Dollar staring at me. And she's like, hi, Dad. I'm like, ah. And other times she's just come downstairs, you know, 45 minutes, an hour before alarm. So she just, poor little thing, is just sleep deprived. So we're going to get her in bed early this week.
Yeah. Okay. So second item of business, I mentioned the first was talking about our schedule. The second one is talking about the third, like one of the random things that we didn't get to last Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
And this one I'm going to have to take up with my neighbor because he works for Chick-fil-A corporate.
Yep.
As a lot of people in Atlanta do.
Oh, you got beef with him?
I got chicken with him because Chick-fil-A is launching a spinoff pizza restaurant. And that's not my beef. My beef, my chicken is that it's in Maryland. And I get personally offended when Chick-fil-A, and they've done this a couple times, launches things in other markets before they launch in Atlanta. Because I feel like they kind of owe it to us to let us be the guinea pigs for new things.
Right.
Now, I'm sure they've done their research. I am sure that they have spent millions of dollars figuring out that a, you know, what did I hear about them last week in New York has like a stand. It's basically like a front room of a bank where you go in to get money from the ATM.
Yeah.
But they're doing that with Chick-fil-A. So there's no like restaurant. There's no cashiers. There's no, you order on your phone in New York and you just walk in and there's someone there to give you your food. I'm a little offended that we didn't get to try that first.
I went into a McDonald's for the first time in probably non-road trip fast food restaurant for the first time. And I don't know how I dropped my car off to be fixed. And when I was walking back to the house, it was like 8 a.m. So and it was a nice day. So rather than have Callie throw the baby in the car seat and come get me, it's like, I'm going to walk. And as I walked past a McDonald's and I say, you know what I haven't had in a long time? A breakfast burrito. So I'm going to go into McDonald's. The whole thing was automated. Now, if you're a McDonald's frequent flyer, then this is not going to be new to you. But if you haven't been in a while, here's why it was so sad to me. Here's what the process is. You go in, there's a screen, you type in what you touch pictures of what you want. It tells you what your total is. You scan your phone, you know, you tap your phone or you scan your credit card, swipe your credit card. Mm-hmm. Then you stand until somebody says 114, and then that's you, and you go and you get your bag and you leave. Nobody's talking to each other. Nobody is interacting. The employee, you only see one or two employees, like the front. You don't even talk to the employee to order. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up in the tiny little town near Syracuse, New York, that I grew up in, McDonald's was like the
social scene,
the student center on a college campus.
Yeah,
was the food court of the mall.
Well, in all fairness, you only had one fast food restaurant in your town, right?
I don't know. I just feel there was an outdoor playground, right? That people had birthday parties there.
Yeah, I had my birthday at McDonald's once.
You would always see your neighbors. My mom for a couple of years after she got sick, so probably when I was 15, 16 years old, a couple mm-hmm. years afterwards, every single day would walk to McDonald's for lunch. They knew who she was. It was just a thing. You would go in. It was the opposite of that. It was awful.
We are making all sorts of big family decisions lately. And one of the things that we have been talking about a lot that is so important is a will. Another thing is life insurance. If you have a family like we do, you need to get term life insurance to protect them. It's one of the smartest financial decisions you can make. And the start of the new year is still pretty much here, right? We're still in the first quarter here. And it's the perfect time to get it done. So you can focus on whatever else this year has in store for you. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to help you get high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policies in less than 10 minutes. Fabric has flexible policies that fit your family and your budget with quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than $1 a day. The best part, it's all online and all in your schedule. So there's no appointments, scheduling, or piles of paperwork. Just apply when it's convenient for you. You could go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required, and there's no risk to apply. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/upside. That's meetfabric.com/upside, meetfabric.com/upside. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know if I said anything, shared anything, talked about anything on the podcast that warrants an apology, but
somebody mad at you?
I want to give one.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't apply to me, I believe that apology energy needs to surround this person.
Okay.
Kate Middleton, I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to say that, and I a little bit disagree.
Why?
I know. I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for her kids. If you do not hear, I'm sure you have. She was diagnosed with cancer and she came out and said, yes, I have cancer and I'm doing chemotherapy and all of these things. Do I feel bad for her family? Yes. Do I feel bad for her? Yes. I think it's awful and I feel super bad for her kids. However, like that is true.
Yeah.
And I feel sad for her that that's the way that she was treated. However, I do feel like the protection of her should have come from the palace in the first place. And they made so many missteps. And I think it's kind of gross.
I disagree. How? They told us exactly what the plan was and they didn't deviate from it. And all of the people, and I'm guilty of it too. I spent, you know how on TikTok especially, if you watch a video in its entirety, then TikTok just assumes that that's all right. You want to hear. So, right. So one night I watched a couple of the Kate Middleton crazy theories. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not her, it's an imposter, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then, wham, I was in it for 36 hours.
Yes.
I got caught up in it, which is why the basis for my apology. But the palace told us exactly what was going to happen.
False. I will die on this hill. Because I feel as though they could have protected her more than they did. I feel like they set her up intentionally, but they were not protective enough of her. And people want to be sympathetic toward her. I feel like they created a situation that made people be like, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? Like they're in the public eye. Well, and the Photoshop photo and then having her take the rap for it. I just think the whole thing was mishandled by them. And I think they earned more of a brunt for stroking the public. And I don't think it's Kate. I think it's her like comms team or whatever. But I just, they have a history of not protecting women in there. And I just feel like, you know, they did not protect
but
her.
Am I mistaken, or did they say Princess Kate has to have a procedure, a surgery? It's an abdominal surgery, and her recovery is going to be long. So we'll talk to her again after Easter, right? That's what they said. And we all were like, okay, right? And then, for what, then a blurry picture shows up of her in on TMZ, and people start saying, that's not her. That's an imposter. Then the Mother's Day picture comes out. But even that, I mean, I got to be honest, it's a crappy Photoshop job, but yes, they're public figures, but that's still a family photo, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it though. I feel badly for the way that she was treated. I cannot imagine all of those rumors flying around about you and I if I were, you know, sick and trying to protect my kids and all of those things. I do think they have capabilities and power enough to have done this differently for her. I'm taking her out of it because I don't think that she is pulling all of the strings where she is. But I think there's things that they could have done differently, and this would have gone the entire way. And I feel like what people did was they said, oh, like they haven't held the palace accountable for the way that they handled it. Palace meaning the business part of it.
Yeah.
Because I think it was a business fail what they did. And I think it caused probably her a lot of pain the way that they handled it. They should be smarter than that.
And you
they
know
should be smarter than that.
And you know whose fault it is? Chuck's.
Chuck's
King, King Charles.
I don't know. I will say, and because I'm not trying to be nasty, but this would not have happened under the Queen.
Right.
It would not.
She would have been able to see around the corners and say, this is how we need to handle it. This is how we need to protect our future Queen. I don't know that Charles has that ability. And also, I just don't know that men have that skill.
I'm not sure they do. To be honest,
I don't think men are as good at navigating pop culture reputation.
Yeah.
As women are.
Chucky needs to hire a female staffer.
Now, in his defense, he's also sick.
He is sick.
It's been a bad few months.
It has.
It's been a bad year for the.
It has.
Royal family.
Hire some more women over there.
Hey guys, Jeff. You just were mentioning how Callie sounds super zen when she has started the episodes recently. And I've had the same thought every single time. Like, I'm kind of half waiting for Callie to be like, welcome to the upside with Delilah and Jeff. Like, I totally hear it too. And Callie, I'm glad you're feeling relaxed. You deserve it. All right, bye.
Hey guys, I just wanted to say how excited I am for you about this house. And I know you think you were boring everybody, but I am on pins and needles every day waiting to hear how your mortgage was going. And I've been in real estate for a long time, and it's just exciting. And also, I would think your payments would be lower buying a house than they are when you're renting a house. So congratulations to all of you. I am so very happy for you.
Hey guys, thanks for the reminder about Delilah. I used to listen to her years ago and kind of forgot about her. And then after your reminder, I went ahead and have been queuing her up on Alexa. And like you said, Callie, she is just so positive and her voice is so relaxing. So I've just really enjoyed getting reacquainted with her. So thanks for the tip. Love your show. Thanks, guys.